I'll
you do it?
No doubt.
All right.
Good. Sure. Me? Positive. Good. Go ahead.
Welcome, welcome. It's your boy Styles. Another episode of Just Data.
The podcast.
Yeah,
not that part.
I know.
We back, baby.
Shout out to Steve. Yeah,
yeah. Steve ain't here today and all that, but you know, he has some, you know, obligations and shit.
It's all good, man. Dead in life, man. It should be going down. Right? It's your man 95 in the building. What's happening with y'all?
I mean, Sai, aka Sai. I know how this go.
Exactly, man. If y'all don't know who we are by now, man, just go back and watch the last couple of seasons. You know, catch up. Tell a friend, tell a stranger. You know, we're going to ahead and get right up in it, on into it, right?
All right, all right.
So, with all the recent shit that's been going on, right? I think fucking Will Smith looks like a bigger dickhead for slapping Chris Rock after Jada was like, I'm not even like your wife, my nigga.
Nah.
What you mean?
Why not?
Like, he went up there, slapped homie, right, for making joke. And then she come out with an interview like, yo, I don't even know why he did that. And he said, my wife. You're not even my husband like that.
All right. I'm going to put it to you like this, right? That's what I feel. I feel it's like us in the media and the society is like kind of looking at it from a different point of view, right? Because what do we always say? Like, people always preach, oh, protect black woman. Oh, do this. Don't dog your baby moms out. Don't do this. And what did he do? He did what everybody preaches. He stood up for his woman, regardless if they're not together or not. Still a mother of his kids. He still had respect for her. So he did what he felt what he needed to do. And I respect him for it. I'm not mad. It don't matter if they were together or not. Because if someone disrespects someone that you like, or like not even like someone that you still like with or love or whatever the case is, or the mother of your kids, even if you're not together, you still gonna handle business.
But at what point does, like, emotional stability come into the play where it's like you're not having no kind of control over your emotions, and then now we're getting more information, right? I'm sure, you know, they're purposely putting out different parts and pieces because she has a book that's dropping,
yeah,
and all
it's
that
a
kind
of promo
shit. You know, exactly, it's a publicity run or whatnot. But just taking all that outside of that, watching the way that she's like treating and or the situation and talking about it, it's kind of like, it's not like it happened yesterday. Like,
but,
no,
but
not
it's like,
each other yesterday.
I'm looking
it's
at
like some ongoing shit.
I look at it in so many different ways. For one, it's like the way he handled it, I think that it was an overcompensation for his own manhood with that situation because whatever's going on in the household. Because the thing is, regardless of the fact as a man, you have integrity. It doesn't matter if the camera's there or behind closed doors, that same energy doesn't matter. So he didn't need to do that there. Because it really didn't make a difference. Because if you still want to address it, you're going to address it on site.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say on site, though, you could just literally go back behind.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We all wouldn't have to have a dialogue about your lifestyle or whatever it is because you put it on front street for yourself. So even when you sit there and say protect, you still didn't protect your house, though. You still got kids to protect, too. You got your wife to protect. You got your whole marriage to protect. You let everybody else now got a leg now to talk about what's
but,
going on
but
your,
at the same
your,
time,
your marriage.
Everybody, like, between Jada and Will, it's been a lot of speculation with them that, from what I've been seeing for years, that they had an open marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And also that he had a white side girl he had for years prior to the whole August I seen and all that shit. So that's why me looking at it, like, now, it's like, what Jada doing is like, to me, it's like, I don't see it was wrong. Because he did his shit, you know what I'm saying? Who else knows what else he did? It's just the fact that I think society right now is grasping on Jada because it's just cool. It's just easier.
It's today's news.
It's easier to just to joke about it and laugh about it and put it down. But Will, you know, he ain't got skeletons in his closet.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Because you know what it is for me is that, like, personally, I don't really give a shit. like it's a good conversation. But it's just the thing of, I don't like where it starts dwelling off on becomes a thing of, you know, black man this and black man that. Like, I'm not Will Smith.
Yeah.
And a lot of women ain't Jada. So to sit there and put it under the same
umbrella. Yeah, that's just a whole society thing.
Yeah, and that's the part that really trashed to me because at the end of the day, they two different type of people. Like, let's be real. When your money's a certain level, people got a lot of excuses for people that got money. Like, dude walk down the street, butt ass nigga, yo, but he got mad a lot of money. But then the broke dude, like, he's crazy.
Yeah, he a bum.
So it's just like some funny stuff that goes on. It's why a lot of times I just sit back. Like, it's just a clown show at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, but back to what you said about, like, he let everybody in his business, like, about the family thing, like, he put it on Front Street. But, like, that's how you feel, right? But I think probably other people, maybe how you feel is probably, I don't care. It was like I feel like he felt like he was getting disrespected and kind of bullied. Because niggas, people's always saying shit about Will. Mm-hmm. So he was like, yo, fuck that.
That's why I said he's overcompensating.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So he probably was like, yo, I'm reacting. Like, he didn't think about it, probably. He was in a moment, probably said, fuck it, yo. Mm-hmm. This, because that was the worst. At the wars, that was the worst shit.
Or maybe, honestly, that might have been the intention behind it.
Could be, possibly.
Because he also didn't stand on it because you apologized after the fact.
Nah, you think about it. These niggas with money. You got PR and like, yo, listen.
And that's why
if you don't want to fuck this next couple shows up, you better go. I don't care if you is if you really mean it or not, motherfucker. You better go say it. Cause
that's why I say, if you're the man, you gotta protect the money. You gotta protect the woman. Yeah, you can't do all that stuff. You mess up the money when you do it like
that. But they good. Like, we talking about Orleans. This nigga been against 20 plus years. Ain't nothing that can happen to him to cancel him. That's gonna like.
That's true.
Stop his brag. Right. Like it ain't nothing that could. But as far as Jada though, it's like. Really, what I want to ask people is, like, what is she doing so wrong? I get the whole Tupac shit, she's speaking, but you understand, these are entertainers. These are celebrities. She got a book going out. What do you want her to do?
And if anything, wrong.
No, I'm saying, but if anything, we feeding into what she got going on.
It's true.
Because we speaking about
it. They don't have nothing to say on that.
And we giving her the publicity and the shit that she want. Like, she, this is probably what she want. Didn't happen, and it's working in her favor. It's probably like, I'm gonna go on every interview or talk show or whatever and dress the same shit and just keep saying shit because this will keep my name bubbling. Mm-hmm. Why not? And the people are gonna be irate. Oh no, she said this. Oh, she wild. Yeah, maybe,
but then it becomes like clickbait, right? So 100%. It's just a matter of just like, as long as y'all are talking about it, good, bad, or indifferent,
we don't care.
Like, y'all gonna be listening to it. I'm gonna get the clicks. I'm gonna get the
But I go out of the wild shit though. I saw Willow wrote a letter to Tupac. Crazy.
Funny enough, right? They just allegedly arrested Tupac's killer. That shit seems a little too coincidental for me.
Like that whole arrest Tupac, that nigga's a bozo.
I don't know enough about it to really even say. I just feel like the time just becomes real close.
Ironic.
I ain't gonna lie, son. Nah, man, they could have kept going, let that case just go cold. But nobody cares now.
Yeah.
It's 25 years? Nobody cares, bro.
Like, it wasn't no bombshell.
If y'all ain't catch him, like, within the first 2-3 years when it happened, nobody cares,
mm-hmm.
bro. Like,
no one. So on the other side of that same coin, right? So, y'all seen Jeezy sat down with Nia Long, and he gave they had a conversation about him and Jenny Mai and all that kind of stuff, right? And I think a lot of times, like in our society, or at least the way that we've known things to be, it's not as often that we see men leaving the relationship in that way. Like, guys are like, I'm out of here, fuck out of here. But to like ask for like a divorce and do all that kind of stuff or whatever, and then be able to like publicly speak. And like one thing I could disrespect, you mentioned integrity, right? Is he was just like, yo, like I ain't gonna talk shit about Shorty. But I think that's also a different kind of guy, like where we from and like certain other people, it's like, I ain't gonna bash nobody. Like, I'm gonna take care of my business, do what I gotta do or whatever. But y'all got any thoughts on what that situation look like or see how that go?
Right.
Even in terms of like some of the comments she's made in the past about the way she kind of like, you know, fetishized black guys type of stuff, whatever, like, you know.
So, like, in the sense that you feel like she kind of leased on to him and, like,
I don't know. I looked at the situation. I think everybody in society was surprised when they seen that situation.
I think Jeezy was on some, because, you know, he get older, mature, like, yo, let me just go a different route. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I just think, as a society, I hate fucking society, because it's like, society want to label like, oh, she's Asian or whatever the case is, and he black. Like, oh, it was just like from the start of them fucking each other, niggas are just shitting on her.
Yeah, that's just what people do.
The girl didn't do anything. She didn't say nothing crazy. Niggas are just shit. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing together.
It's a level of hating. Yeah. It's a level of just,
I ain't gonna lie, son. Our community, our culture is the most hateful as motherfuckers ever or anything. Like, that shit is crazy. So they were just hating on her. Bashing her, it's like he divorced her. Everybody's so happy. It's like, damn, it's kind of fucked up. It's like, yo.
Do y'all think it goes a little bit deeper into the point where there's this thing where in society where when a black man makes a certain amount of money or reaches a certain sort of stardom and fame, right, they start to kind of go outside their race to find like that wife and shit. And so now that it's like, so when it happened, they're like, boo, tomato, tomato, tomato. And now that it's like the situation is dissolved, they're like, yeah, he's free. Let's go get this motherfucker.
See, I hate that. It's a double standard. I hate that because woman, go get the white, the rich billionaire nigga. And it's like, oh, you got a sugar daddy. You good. But if a man go do that, it's like we get frowned upon. It's like, oh, you don't like black girls. Why you? When it's like, son, why can I just like who I like? Like,
it's funny, you know what I'm saying? I was just having this conversation with my cousin about it, and I was asking. I said it. I find it weird that, and I'm not trying to detour so much, but it's like I'm a you a black man, so I only know what it is to be a black dude. Mm-hmm. But I find it that a lot of times, it's like you want. Like when you see a black man, you want the whole physique of it, whatever it is. It's, you know, the nice skin. The, you know, we might be becoming different sizes in multiple ways. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's sexually, all that type of stuff. But then it's just like, but then it's the other side where it's like you want the physicality of it, but you don't want the other side. Because regardless of the fact, as a black dude, we have a level of trauma. And I'm not talking about the trauma of what we talk about, my daddy wasn't there type of trauma. But every day when you walk out your house, you have a certain level of trauma that you walk through. Mm-hmm. We sit and say we get into the bag, but there's a level of trauma there because, you know, the level we got to work a lot of times a lot more. Regardless of the fact that you handle that, well, we make it look good, but the level is, like, even myself, I say there's a level of trauma with the fact that like, I got always to do for myself. Because the level that nobody else is gonna do it for me. Mm-hmm. But that's not because of like, my mom ain't gonna look out for me, whatever. It's just what society has created for me. There's a trauma there. So people want the physicality of a black man, but don't want the trauma that comes involved with it. And I'm not gonna be, and I'm not gonna be so one side. There's something that comes with black women too. But like you want the nice lips, the nice skin, fat ass, et cetera. That's a black woman. I mean, and then some, but then it's also, they have a level of trauma too that they're going through. We still end up having the same thing. But the moment that you see a black man or even a black woman have that level of trauma, you want to run the other way. Mm-hmm. But then you start running to the other ones, but at the same time, too, it's just like, I'm not against whatever people want to do. You like it, I love it. But at the same time, too, let's keep it real with ourselves. It's like we aren't ready to deal with the trauma that we all have. It could be disregarded and make it seem as if we don't have it. Like, I know I have a level of trauma, but it's not like a thing where it's messing me up in my dating life type of thing. It's more so just my everyday life. Like, I got to hustle all the time. I got to work long hours. I got to do this. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to, like, it's not because somebody instilled it. It's the reality. Because if I'm not doing all those things, I'm going to be on my ass at the end of the day. So it's like, but nobody wants that aspect of it. Nope. But you want the whole physicality. Like, what you put on the shopping list. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is.
Yeah, you want the nice, expensive car, but you don't want the maintenance of it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is with that thing.
So what he's doing is like, I just think that he felt like it came to a point where like, yo, this is not gonna work. Like, we just two different people, and let's just call it up now before it get worse later. And that's cool. I'm all for, if you feel like this is not gonna work, there's no point in sticking around trying to make it work. If you know like, yo, this is not gonna work, I'm this way, I'm not changing this way. No matter if you saying that is bad or good, you gotta do the best thing. It's easier to not. I can't say easier, but it's better in the long run if you can just stop it instead of prolonging it. And you know it ain't gonna change. You like, listen, if she have issue with you doing this, you like, yo, I'm not changing this. So I mean,
I don't knock it. At the end of the day. If you get it up to the point you want to do that, it's bad enough for you to just not want to do that. Mm-hmm. Then when people says that I have better things to do, then you would have been doing it. Like, you feel if you have better things, if you feel there's a better situation there for you, then that's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're only going to hear one side of it. And of course, our community, I would sit there and say, because of course I didn't watch the interview, but I see he did the interview with Nia Long.
He was showing so, shot. Yeah,
so that just literally just turned into our community at the end of the day.
You put me across Nia Long, I'm shooting my shot too.
And I won't be surprised. I never watched it. I just caught little clips of it. But
I didn't watch the whole episode. I didn't watch it either, but I didn't really care what Nia Jesus was saying. I was looking at her.
Because it's like he did it for a reason. I mean, I think I know saw something where he said something about doing therapy doesn't fix. I think he said therapy doesn't fix the marriage or something like that, he said. And it's, I think, like you said, I don't think nothing wrong with therapy, but it ain't the end or be all. Because sometimes when you're doing therapy, there's another side, a person on the other side of that. It's also, you can't control what the other person is doing. And everybody's way where they're receiving it is not the same exact way. You could sit in that room with your spouse in that scenario, and then you get a whole different message. It's like, yo, damn, I need to get the hell out of this situation. And the other person's like, damn, I could see what I did wrong, correct it, but this person's ready, like, I'm ready out the door. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't even want to do this anymore.
No, but that's good, though.
And that is good, honestly. Because
the therapy, so it made
it visible. It solved the problem. Like, anybody, like, honestly, like, with therapy.
You didn't solve a problem. It at least gave you some visibility.
Yeah,
on, like,
mm-hmm. That's what
really
therapy is. It's just literally, therapy isn't telling you what to do. It's literally just clearing up the static. You already have the answers for yourself. It's mm-hmm. just the fact that you need to just kind of put the answers in line.
You just need a little confirmation.
Yeah.
True that. Speaking of therapy, right, it is November, and it is men's health and mental health awareness. I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this a little bit. You know what I mean? Hence the beard. You know, every year I grow the beard out for, you know, No Shave Bember. I'm not down with that No Nut Bember pause. I already did a year in jail, bro.
That's it.
No fucking way. But what are you guys' thoughts on, like, act? Like, aside from the whole social media and the way that the world is, like, oh, you need to get mental health and all this kind of shit or whatnot. But, like, in the actuality of what it is supposed to be for, like, what are you guys' thoughts on, like, seeking therapy, especially as black men? And you just mentioned trauma, right? Like, we all got trauma. All shit that we deal with every single day. Like, even if you just driving down, you pass a cop car.
Exactly.
Like shit, mm-hmm. like, spidey senses tingling type of shit or whatever. Like, so what are you guys' thoughts on, like, therapy? Have you guys tried it? Something you want to look at? And what do you think, like, would be, like, the pros and cons, if any, of seeking, like, mental health?
I'm not against it. I think that I've done it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's more of a situation of, I think if you could go seek it, it's more, it says a lot about yourself. And I'm not saying because of me, because I have a level of stubbornness about myself. But at the same time, too, you got to keep it real with yourself.
I couldn't tell.
You got to keep it real with yourself. I mean, I'll say stubborn because that's what I'm letting people say it about me. But mm-hmm. maybe it's just more I'm headstrong. But it could be however you want to look at it. But what I know is what I know. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, too, there's nothing wrong with learning new things. So it's like doing it, I think, is really good. Even if you feel like life is good, I don't care if you grew up in a house and it was something, nothing but love and it was all this stuff going on, I have no problem. You should still go do it because sometimes it's just a different level of it. And I'll be real with you too, it's just that we sit here, everybody loves bragging, we all sit here with certain things, we got good jobs, everybody told how much money you're getting. Don't tell me you got health coverage and you ain't just taking advantage of that. Like, it's covering it anyway. It's just like a person walking around, you got fucked up teeth. Like, you got health coverage, you ain't going to the dentist, like, check that joint out. Like, that makes no freaking sense.
Waste of money.
So it's like you're on the gram, you're doing all this stuff in life and balling and living a second life that you want to live. But you got health care where you should be at the doctor regularly. You should be getting your health checked mentally, externally, and everything. There's no reason why you're not doing it because you're paying for it anyway.
But in terms of therapy, right, it's not really the same. Like, I agree, but also disagree, because it's not really the same as, like, your annual physical, right? Like, you go to the doctor for your annual physical, you know, they check all your eyes, your ears, they check your blood, and they tell you all the things that's going good, things you can work on, and you're out the door. Therapy isn't like that.
I would say it is, though. Because
you do an annual physical once. Mm-hmm. You can't sit with a therapist one time and then about your business.
I think therapy is more of an as-needed basis until you feel you got to.
But that's how people handle going to the doctor. You don't go to the doctor. You got a pain in your back or something like that. Like,
if you go, you should get annual checkups, but
yeah.
I mean, but still, like, with that, with therapy, you should like check in every now and then. But just me personally, I actually want to do therapy. I've been kind of looking and seeking, but I ain't kind of find the right, like, person to do it. And I kind of want my insurance to pay for it. But, like, so a lot of these therapists I'm looking up, like,
they do a copay.
Now I'm about to spend back dues. I got some information about, like, my benefits and, like, and shit. So, and I got the card where I can just pay for it, like, for my job. So I'm a read back, and because I want to do it. I'm just curious on, like, the thing that's gonna be much clearer, like, the answers. And I just want to do it. Like, I feel it's gonna be healthy for me on my next, like,
I think it's chapter. I think that's something that everybody should at least try and see, you know, how it comes to you. And then I think also too, just like anything else, right? Like a lot of people have PCPs, right? You know, like, their primary care physicians, and you might not like that doctor the first time, so you go to somebody else mm-hmm. and feel more comfortable with, or somebody who might understand you a little bit differently. The same way with therapy, right? Like, I did therapy years ago, like, after my father passed, and I never had a time to figure out, like, how to grieve or how to do it. It was just like, all right, my father passed, he's in the ground, and now I gotta take care of everybody, keep it pushing. Like, there was no time for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I realized the way that was affecting me, so I sought help for that. But then what happened was work schedule and life and everything just got in the way, and it's like I couldn't make the time. Not that I couldn't make the time, it was very hard to. So I couldn't really figure out how to carve in that time or whatever. Mm-hmm. But recently, I started going back, and more things in my life have been going in a better direction. But it was just like, there were just certain things and certain triggers and certain ways about me and things that I was noticing. I was like, you're like, I want to be able to talk to somebody about it. And you want to feel very comfortable talking to like your significant other or people close to you about certain shit. But you also want to be in a place where you can be completely vulnerable, because even those around you, like, you can't ever get betrayed by your enemy. You think about it, right? And it's not to say that, oh, that person, you're going to tell them some information, they're going to throw it back in your face, or they're going to come back at you one day. But that's a thing that sometimes goes into your mind. It's like, all right, I'm going to tell you this most vulnerable thing about what's going on with me. And you might look at it, or you might even not even take it in and just flip it and say, oh, so that's why you didn't do this. Yeah. And now it's about you. So now I'm just like, yeah, fuck you, man. I don't want to talk about this shit no kind of way. You know what I mean? But going back to therapy has definitely started helping me a lot more. And it's something that I think that everybody should do, right? Because it gives you the ability to talk, if you so choose, very openly and freely, right? Because it's somebody who really does not know you yet, at least. Mm-hmm. And so you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, and they give you different insight. Like, the other day, they said something to me, and I really sat back. I was like, oh, shit. Hey, wait, what? I'm like, hold on, I need a minute. For them to say like something quick and like about something that I mentioned, it was very eye-opening, and it made me really realize, like, all right, like, the way I'm looking at this, there's other ways to look at some shit. There's more than one way to, quote unquote, skin a cat or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think that mental health is extremely important. I also think, as black men, society puts this sort of unspoken task and burden on us, where it's like, yo, I really don't give a fuck what's going on with you, bro. Money got to get made.
Suck it up.
You got to take care of it. You can't be no sucker. Shut the fuck up and go ahead and get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't turn to nobody, probably except for your mother or some shit. And even then, some people probably turn to their moms who had their trauma and they just get passed down. There's no way you could think or look about it. So I definitely encourage everybody to, one, take advantage of your benefits. Seek some kind of mental professional help or whatever. And there's different kind of mental, like there's therapists, there's psychiatrists, there's counselors, there's mad different shit.
And it's different things, because it doesn't necessarily have to even face your trauma or bad, because there's people that walk around with anxiety, don't even know they have anxiety. I remember like about a year ago, 2 years ago, that was the word, I got anxiety, but I'm like, have you gotten checked out to actually have anxiety? Some people like say a lot of, like that's what I've been realizing in the past. I ain't gonna lie, therapy made me see that. Like, a lot of people just say things they don't know what the hell it even means. Mm-hmm. Like, narcissists. Everybody's a narcissist. That was the word of the year. Like, everybody's a narcissistic. But have you even pulled a dictionary out and see what it is? So even maybe you might be the narcissist that you keep calling somebody. And that's what it takes a person to go out there and do those type of things. I realized too, in the society that we're in, and I hate to keep saying social media, but that's just our world. With social media, I think sometimes it's like the worst thing, but the best thing that happened to us, because there's a lot of information that people should never have access to. Mm-hmm. Like, I think some people deserve to be honest. I hate to say like that ignorance is bliss. Like, some people deserve to stay in that level of ignorance, mm-hmm. because it's like it becomes so much information that they don't know what to do with that information. And the people that could be useful to that information, they fucking the whole game up. Mm-hmm. And it's just like you just see people out there and they're like, oh, I'm throwing gems, I'm throwing this. Like, nah, you just throwing stones, you just throwing coal. Yeah. But at the end of the day, nothing is... You're not giving real good information on people. No. So it's just like, I would say, like what you said, I think we all agree, it's not to go and do therapy for the sense, like, because you had a breakup, not because you had, you know, trauma growing, and it's for anything. Like, yeah, I said, exactly. you can just be anxious and you don't realize.
Therapy, it don't have to always come from trauma or where you grew up. I'm saying that's why I feel some people need it, because people feel like, oh, I grew up like this, I'm good.
Yeah,
I never had no problem, but it's like you may have like problems in relationship.
Yeah,
you might be a person that had like, it's guys I know that probably had like 17 girlfriends in like 2 year span. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, what's wrong with you? It's like, you want to go sit down and address those issues. Like, something ain't right. You know what I'm saying?
And it could be, but again, if you have a certain, and it's, I don't know if we could tease it to that, because it becomes that little thing of the big homie. And you got a dude that's sitting there schooling you. But then the dude, he needed some therapy too. Mm-hmm. Like, he's telling you all this stuff. Like, you wild. Like, you 70s right now.
Honestly, sometimes, like even like some of the things that, like, you know, I've learned about myself, right? It's like, it could be about good things that's happening and how to receive those things, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. we talk about a lot of times like imposter syndrome and the way that we take on stuff. Sometimes we feel like we might not be deserving of the blessing yep. that we have and how to mm-hmm. take those on. Well, it's like, nah, like you deserve that vacation, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to my man Kendall, K-Dog. He always said, like, you got to celebrate all your wins. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, like, you did that this week, man. Yo, you hit all your fantasy fucking joints. Shout out to you, man. Mm-hmm. Celebrate that. You know what I mean? You got that promotion, you'll celebrate that shit. But sometimes people are so caught up in, like, where I'm from, I shouldn't even be in this position. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, nah, celebrate that. Enjoy that. You know what I mean? Because what happens is you oftentimes project out the way that you're feeling, and you don't even realize that, right? You might be snapping on your kids, snapping at your lady, or you might be now, oh, I got a job, and now you at the club, like, yo, all bodies on me. You got to relax. Mm-hmm. You got to chill, because them kids still do. You got to learn how to conserve your bread, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that it's really good just to be able to talk to somebody very openly and freely without feeling like you're going to get judged on it. Because mm-hmm. you want to talk to your mans and shit, or your homegirl, but they still got that information, and they still know that. And people's body language is, you speak more through your body language than anything else, right? You might say to somebody else, I'll tie some shit, and he might, all right, cool, but then I seen his face like, this nigga, oh, shit.
Because you know what's so funny what you even said, too, is like, I remember I called you, I did a fast. So I did a 72-hour fast, like just water, no nothing. Damn. I did it for multiple reasons, but it was for me. And I think, I don't know if I said to you, I told my brother about it. Like, you ever noticed that? Because certain people I told, but you ever notice when you tell people certain things, nobody ever asks you, like, yo, you go outside and you blow the bag. You go outside, you drinking like crazy. You go outside, you smoking. You doing all this type of stuff. Nobody ever asks you why.
Yeah.
But the moment you say, yo, I'm about to go to the gym, I'm about to do this fast, everybody's asking you why you doing that. But you never ask me, yo, when I'm doing this fuck shit to myself.
I'm doing the ignorant shit.
You never ask it, but the moment you try to do some for you, I remember
like, wow, why are you doing that?
Yeah,
because all those negative behaviors are beneficial to those other
exactly.
people.
Exactly. Because I remember someone was like, you're a gym rat. And I'm like, well, I got to be a rat, though. I'm just going to the gym. Like, I'm just trying to, like, I'm not getting younger. I'm just trying to be around so I can still run around with my boys at the mm-hmm. end of the day. Not my boys, like, my people, my kids. Like, mm-hmm. they're getting older. I don't want to be the old man that my daddy was.
Oh, my back hurts.
Okay. Like, I can run with my kids. I can literally run with them at my age, and it's different. So people don't like to see that. That's why I even say, again, that's where therapy comes into play, where you got to start sitting there knowing where you're standing in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, like, a lot of people like to sit there and say, but my stance is, like, even as a man, is like, people will sit there and say, you got to figure out what your purpose is. Like me, I ain't looking for no purpose. I am the purpose. My kids smile, that's because of me in a sense. My mom is happy to see me, that's not my purpose, it's my purpose. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. I'm purpose to some people. That's why I learned out even doing therapy. It wasn't the fact that I've always been, for the most part, confident. Mm-hmm. I also thought that being humble was a good thing when I realized that humble was only for people that need to work on themselves as well. But when I got to that point where, even right now, I think you can see from the episodes before, I'm a different person from then, because it definitely did. So I could look at myself in the mirror and see that is good. Mm-hmm. And it did the most positive thing, and then the people that was bad for me, they got the worst end of it because you had no business for it.
All of that, you might as well give us that copay. I'll gladly accept it.
Because it's just, I just think that I get a little annoyed a bit, because especially when I walked in it, where you see people left to sit and say, oh, you need therapy. Oh, who hurt you? All that type of thing. People saying, I'm realizing the people who say that are the people who need to go and do therapy. Because if you actually did it, you're not going to go out there and tell people you need it.
No, you're right.
You, it's a big difference when you know that the person did it. Because the person that did it, they might pull you to the side like, yo, you might consider I did this. But people like to sit there and say, like, you know, it's like that thing, like, I'm gonna pray for you. It's like that dismissive thing. Like, I don't know who you're praying to. I'm good. I don't know who you're praying to.
I know why. That's like, I never really thought about that. I'm gonna pray for you.
What kind of prayer you doing, my
nigga? Like, I'm good. Like, I know who I know.
Hit him with that side. Like, yo, nigga, yo.
Why you can't get betrayed by your enemies? So I was like, are you praying for my downfall?
Yeah, I don't know what you're praying for. So you can hold that. Because somebody said to me recently, like, nah, I'm good. Like, who am I praying to? I'm holding me down. Keep yours respectfully, but like, I'm good because
I pray for myself, my nigga.
Yeah, because you know, there was a conversation, you end up in an argument, but the dismissive part was, I'm gonna pray for you. My thing is, I'm good. Like,
so I think that also goes into like knowing who's around you type of shit, right? And that's really important, right? You see what I'm about to do here?
Yeah.
See, I'm professional, right?
I like
so
that.
A lot of times in a discussion that's been happening a lot of lately as well, but I think it's something that's really important to have the conversation about. And who do you guys think are better friends to each other? Men or women?
Men.
Definitely men.
Why?
Because women are too emotional. So in the sense of like,
well, men be emotional as fuck too.
But I'm saying this though. Men, yo, we could fall out right now. Won't even care. Won't speak. Won't be nothing. Time will pass. I might see you again. Oh shit, what up? Well, that shit was about nothing. We move it up.
Stop and pay that fucking copay.
But women, it's so emotional when they like they'll fall out with some little and be lonesome. Like, yo, like they will like cutthroat. Won't like nah, I'm not. Cause I think women got more egos when it comes to friendship. Guys. It's more of like, we don't be really giving a fuck, really. It's just like, because I'll be like, yo, this ain't moving funny. Like, all right, whatever.
Well, is that a good thing, though, in a way? Because it's like,
I think it is. No,
I mean,
well,
yeah.
I mean, hear this, right? I feel like your friends shouldn't be just blatantly unconditional. Like, if you're moving like a bozo, your man should be able to tell you, you're moving like a bozo, and then now you don't want to hear that.
That ain't my man's then.
Who's not your man? The man's telling you that you're moving like a bozo?
My thing is, who can't
what you're taking?
If you told me, sorry, right now, like you was like, yo, Chris, man, and it depends how you're doing it, too. There's a right way to do the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. You can curse somebody out, you got to do it a certain way. Some people don't know how to do certain things properly. Which I always say communication is key, but all door locks got keys on. You got to know how to
comprehension.
Yeah, you got to know how to do it. And I also say that the most important part of communication is receiving. So if you're doing a bad job delivering it, we both just talking shit at this point in time. So my thing is that as my friend, if I say, yo, Sia, and the thing, I'm not going to do it in front of everybody, or Sia, yo, I feel like ABC. Yo, if you can't take that when you see what I did to all the heart that I put in to just be sure I don't make you feel any more comfortable. Mm-hmm. I remember somebody said, a friend that I ain't a friend with no more, it said something like that. If I'm saying something to him, and then he's just like, oh, that's kind of foul. I'm like, yo, what's the foul part? I'm just speaking to you. You ain't going to hear from anybody else. Mm-hmm. I ain't do it to be a gossiping as person. And the funny thing about what you say about females, I know a lot of females who speak about their friends all the time. And I'm like, you won't know what's going on with a lot of my friendships a lot of times because I don't move like that. So that's the only reason why I sit there and say, sorry to cut you, but even with the conditional part, when I say condition, it is a level of condition because at the same time, if I have a friend, he's moving around on some fuckboy shit, like you being a bum and not doing this, you're not taking care of that. I cannot, that's not the condition, but I mean, I gotta have a conversation with you because at some point in time, with that saying, if birds of feather flock together, I'm like, yo, I'm not that breed. So at the same time, too, if it is the condition of a level of condition where we are still friends, but we gotta move a certain kind of way. Like, regardless of the fact that even us here, we all move a certain type of way.
But at the end of the day,
that it works.
Everybody in your friend circle not going to be, like, not, I don't think there's no circle anywhere in the world where everybody's the same, got the same views, and just, like, all
but
right.
But the level of respect is always there.
All right,
that's
yeah,
where,
I
that's
agree.
One thing, that's the baseline no matter what, any type of relationship.
I think a lot of times what gets convoluted and misconstrued is, like, not all your friends are your friends for the same shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you don't call, I can't call all 25 of my people for the same shit. It's just what it is. I love y'all, all my friends nonetheless. And I be talking about later on the time, I'm like, yo, I got some of the best friends in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, we might have a falling out, or I'm like, yo, I don't like that shit, bro. That shit was wild corny. And I'm whether it's at work, any situation, I'm a proponent of, you know, you praise in public and you chastise in private.
I agree.
So if my man's moved like a bozo or some shit, yo, like, I've been in situations where some shit popped off. Yo, we all here. I don't give a fuck what's going on. Are they against us? Yo, niggas get.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? But after the fact, I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
You really have to do that.
That shit was wild corny, my nigga. Like, what are you doing?
But I wouldn't do that in front of anybody. Like, unless, as I say, it was me, you, and y'all together, and then we both. But again, I'm going to take it as what it is. Like, y'all looking out.
But I think also, too, what happens, I think, and it's just. From my perspective of, like, all of my female friends, and I have a lot of best friend female friends. I have my lady. Like, I've been around a lot of females my entire life. But I think what tends to happen is they look at everyone is supposed to be all do the same shit.
Yeah, that's true.
And,
no way.
Like, I've heard conversations whereas they'd be like, yo, I ain't talking to so-and-so no more. Why? Oh, because she ain't hit me up. Well, I mean, that means that neither one of y'all talk to each other. So you're not gonna fuck with her no more because she didn't hit you up, but you're not gonna hit her up because she didn't hit you up. Mm-hmm. So what are we really doing right now?
Just dumb.
And now, did you reach out and say what's going on? Cause
like why? Like, man, like, what like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if that's your friend, you should be like,
she went through some wild shit, and she just wasn't in the hatchway to talk to nobody. She did with some shit. You know what I mean?
I think that's the problem.
So-and-so when they got their hair done, put themselves in knowing that situation. I wanted to get that hair, that same hairstyle. What are we talking about right now?
All
right,
hold on.
Hold on real quick. Because in like, I can only speak for me and my friends. Yo, I find some fire shit.
Yeah.
Yo, group chat. Yo.
Yeah, get on.
Yo, listen.
As long as it's a group chat.
Go get that shit, you know what I mean? Or like the last episode, like me and Steve had the same shirt on. So I'm Spider-Man's like, oh shit. I'm like, come on, so you gotta go change. Like, what are we doing, bro? Like that is like I feel like the level of what's
expected.
Not even with respect to what's reciprocated is different for what men look for in relationships and with their friends versus what women tend to. And there are obviously outliers and there are different circumstances where everything, right?
But just
in terms of like a overall generalization for the sake of the conversation, I feel like a lot of times it comes down to like not having the willingness to seek from the other side. Because I have some of my best friends in the world who I might talk to every 3 months.
Exactly. I love to
so
say
when
that.
When I hit them up, I'm like, yo, bro, what's good? It's not, yeah. Yo, we
but
in this deep,
you
bro.
Calling or something,
nothing happened.
They
I ain't never going to be like, yo, like, son, this motherfucker hit me up in 3 months. Yo, fuck this motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, it ain't.
Nah, son.
And that's the thing, what you're saying.
That's
what
funny, bro. You're not coming to my birthday dinner.
And that's what you're saying. That's what I was going to say, because this female, like, I don't have much in reality because of the fact of that. Because I could sit there and say, I think it was the time we were supposed to link. I couldn't link. I had a situation that they ain't talking to me because I couldn't pull up. But it's like, I couldn't pull up. Like, what the problem is. Like,
I can't make it.
And there's certain things that I'm going to be there because I can't miss that. But then there's certain things it's like,
if I can't make it, I just can't make it.
And more times than not, I guess I'm speaking to myself, like, yo, we were supposed to do some shit. My man's like, yo, I can't make it. Like, are you straight?
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason you can't make it. Like, you good? Hey, yeah, I got to take care of some shit. All right, say less. That's but it. I think a lot of times, from females, and this is, like I said, I'm not just talking on my ass, or this ain't gonna be winning a podcast with like, oh, my niggas is talking shit about girl.
It's all on on your experience.
I'm just telling you straight up, like what I've been told by a lot of females, and if I want to bring one to show them, whatever the case may be, but a lot of times it's placing unrealistic expectations on what the reality 100%. Situations are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have certain friends who, yo, there's things that we do together. We can game together. We can go play ball, we can do whatever the case may be, but I know that person's situation, what they got going on in their lives, we're not getting a $5,000 table at a party. And don't get me wrong, like, and there's no love lost about that, but I understand that this person has this going on, they gotta take care of this, they gotta take care of that. I'm not gonna be a jerk and be like, yo, fuck out of here, bro, what you mean you can't do that? Like, I know that I talked to my friend, like, I know, fucking, Paul Wall, son, he got some shit going on or whatever the case may be. I'm not even gonna try to ask him to come out of pocket and do go crazy shit like that. If you pull up, bro, you know what I'm saying?
That's how it's supposed to be.
And I also, something, even just for myself, right? Just even though we digress, I've adopted it where it's like, if somebody comes to mind, male, female, whoever, family, I just shoot him a text or I hit him up. Because, like, you popped into my head, I'm like, I'm just checking to see how this person is. Because you just really never fucking know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that becomes like a huge thing in friendships, right? Like, we talk about the whole birthday dinner thing or whatever. I ain't never had an issue at a birthday dinner, bro. It's like, yo.
Friends you keep.
Yo, the builders, four bands. Yeah, yo. Who putting up? All right, yo, I got 200. I got it. Whatever. All right, boom. Yo, get up out of here. We're going to the next spot. Mm-hmm. Certain people, it becomes a whole shindig.
And don't get me wrong.
As men, you will come across friends or people who were friends or whatever that you fall out with. It's just human nature. Mm-hmm. But I just think that from our perspective, the way that guys go through friendships or the things that we look through or look for in life always come across a little bit differently than not.
But now, just to pivot on what you said earlier about like...
A whole lot of pivot.
Yeah. So that is bouncing around each other's walls and not pause.
War.
But like,
you're
right,
not gonna edit that out.
No. No.
You're gonna have to hold out now, bro. Yo.
So I just saw a post on like TikTok, Instagram, where like it was a girl birthday dinner, and they went out, the friend went out, and everybody just bashing her because they felt like she looked better than the birthday girl, like appearance wise, because she had like some designer shit on. They was like, damn, how you come to birthday the girl dinner? You kind of like outshining her, but so like how do y'all feel about that? Like if it's your birthday, you're going out and somebody's celebrating you, and some of your friends come with like something else. Like something like a better fit on, is that a problem?
The thing, I don't know the full, I'm taking off the context of what you're saying, yeah. I'm just visualizing. My thing is, you don't even know. Like, I wouldn't know, let's say I'm going on your birthday. You trying to be fly. I don't know if I'm outshining you. I'm just trying to get fly.
I think it's all
about. I wouldn't know how to even put that.
Yeah, like, until, I guess maybe if you interview that person, because I feel like, what's the intent behind it, in a way? Because I don't know what you're wearing.
Yeah, unless you know.
So I think that if it's just for argument's sake, if it gets to the point where it's like we're having a birthday dinner, right? I got my fit set. I don't know what I'm wearing or whatever. And somebody went out and purposely went out and got like a custom made Dapper Dan Louis outfit and pulled up in a Wraith. And I know you got a Honda. Now I'm like,
it has to be the level.
But even
extreme.
As a man, I'm gonna be like, oh, you stunning, all right, this what's up. But if you're gonna stunt, you're gonna order some bottles too.
Right? Yeah, you're gonna do it, go all the way with it, digging out this.
But I ain't gonna go home and be fucking punching in the air like you. Yeah. Talking about, yo, I'm gonna put it in the morning, come on,
son. Yeah, I don't think.
Let me get more context.
But I will say that I can see and understand from the, I will suppose, atypical female perspective. Because you're supposed to, like I think for guys, it's just like, I just want everybody to come and show my love. I think a lot of times for the women, it's about, like, I want to be the star of what it is that's going on. Mm-hmm. And I also think that real friends, people who really are in tune with one another, will know, like, what's really going on. All
right.
It's like, if your friend is the birthday girl and you know, she normally gets where she gets her clothes from and, like, what her lifestyle normally is like. But you got a fucking NBA boyfriend just last week.
All right, like, you know what you're doing. That was my next question. My next question is that. So say, you know, is somebody's birthday that you know, your friend. You know what type of person that person is. That's not like a lavish, loud, like designer type person. Mm-hmm. So you know, like, all right, this person may wear this, right? So, all right, are you going to accommodate like your friend, like, all right, I wouldn't normally wear this. But being going out with this person, I might put on this, just cause. Like I might. It's nothing. No.
I think
it's nothing a bad hard thing.
No,
or you want some like, yo, this is how I get down.
That's what I was
so
saying.
So I'm coming.
See, I agree. Like if that's just normally what I do, like me wearing Christian Dior or whatever. If that's just my regular shit, like my regular drip, I just go in my closet. Yeah, that's just. You know what you're getting with me. Mm-hmm. So if you fuck with me, you fuck with me regardless.
So then it's like you're telling me I got turned down, then you want me to do something else.
Right. I'm not subscribing
to that.
That's actually another good topic, but for another day, right? Like code switching. Like I'm not gonna make myself smaller for your comfort.
To beg you up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the part I say about humbling. Like,
right. If you're uncomfortable with who, like, so I mean that just tell me that you're uncomfortable how I am regardless of the fact.
Exactly.
And you like the benefits of what that might bring. But when it comes to when you want to have your time,
you don't want me.
You're
gonna
tell me to do it now. Just don't invite me.
Yeah.
Because I'm just gonna show up how I show up. Like, but now, on the same side, if you are conscious of that, right? And I'm gonna take it to the extreme where, say, you are a housewife of Atlanta, or I'm gonna say that I don't want to diminish whatever a female has accomplished for herself, right? But you're very well to do. You're a millionaire. You got your own business. You got the G wagon. You show up in red bottoms. Yeah, you're doing what you do or whatever, right? But now you're going to like a friend's wedding who you know is like isn't as well off per se.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in certain arenas, you got to give a little bit more consciousness to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't want to show up with a bigger necklace and more bedazzled than the bride. At her own wedding type
but
of shit.
Think, but why not?
But let's think about it, right?
I think certain circumstances owe a little bit more finesse and a little
it
bit more
though, into
being in tune.
What you're saying,
because,
I agree.
Hold on, real quick. Because I think that birthday dinners are every year. We go to dinners all the time. We go to brunch all the time. That's whatever. But your wedding, like, wedding. This will be the one time you fucking get married. So you don't want everybody else looking at this bitch.
So you can't outshine me at my wedding, you
saying? No, I'm not saying outshine. I'm saying that I think that will be the only time
where
you
should focus should be
give
on
some
me.
Sort of, not even, you should just,
but you have to control that where, environment, though, because you already know. It's just like saying you're doing a baby shower, let's say. You're going to say everybody wear white. the girl that's pregnant, she's gonna be sure to come in. I don't know. I'm just throwing your very red dress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can't outshine me in that situation. But then I agree with you. Say a birthday dinner.
But it's so regular. But it's like on the flip side, you got a friend that don't follow rules that won't wear all
now
white.
Now we got a problem. That's a cold case. That's a cold case of a problem.
Don't come in all black on.
That's
cold case.
I know. I know certain people was like, yo, like they're like, I don't give a fuck with the dress code.
Yeah, I'm showing up.
You know that is. Now we got a problem.
But I think too that. If you know that about that person,
you might not want to invite
them. not invite them. I think that's when you really know like who you're really like
the your level real of friend,
the level friend, of your friendship. Yeah. Because I should not be able to have a conversation with you. Like, yo, look, about that, I'm having an all white for my birthday, right?
Nigga, we're all white.
We're all white. I'm gonna fuck with you. Just wear all white. I know that you always just off the cuff. You might show up in fucking all blue for some reason. Yeah. But we're all white because I haven't decided what I'm wearing, but it's not gonna be white. So I don't want it to clash.
Yeah.
And I also feel like in weddings. Right? Like, it's a known thing. If the bride is supposed to be wearing white or whatever, like, no other person should be wearing white.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I feel like now, you're testing me.
Yeah, I agree.
You're testing the situation, and you're purposely doing that to be, you know, condescending, manipulative, whatever.
That's why I feel that's the most exception to the rules. Like, it was my birthday, all white theme again.
So certain exceptions or settings that you should be conscious of what you're doing.
A birthday dinner, I think, is very hard to really just say. If you just go into not a regular spot, but any spot that you chose for your birthday.
I think cause even as a man, certain time, birthday dinners, some of us should be last minute. Mm-hmm. They might be like, yo, tomorrow I'm having a birthday dinner, pop out. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, there's no way you think I'm going to go figure out all white outfit. And I ain't gonna lie, even if you tell me all white, I might still be able to fit some shit together, but ain't gonna be all white.
Yeah.
I might have some white kicks on or the hat, but shit's gonna be a little, I'm gonna come out how I normally step out. But if it's something, like you said, in advance, where it's like, yo, I'm having my wedding, and I've seen on wedding invitations, like, yo, please don't wear white.
Mm-hmm. Oh, word?
Yeah, I've seen, like, people give directions because there are people who are assholes, and there are people who, and I would say in either male or female circles who are very vindictive. Mm-hmm. And that's why when it's hated. Like I said, you don't get betrayed by your enemies, where it's like, there have been times where, like, you probably see some shit on Instagram, on TV, shows and shit, where it's like, the shorty who's not even getting married, like, as soon as the bride's walking down the aisle, shorty's gonna show up with a big church hat, fucking bag or whatever, and walk
Came
in.
Late.
And everybody now, the eye's off of that person. Or they're gonna wear some sheer shit where you can see a little titty or some shit. It's like, come on, you know, bro. Like, yeah, you know what the fuck you're doing. You purposely came here to do that because when it was your birthday dinner 4 years ago, she was late and it made you tight. So, you know what I'm saying? Vindictive shit.
That's back to the female milk. Niggas ain't doing that. Niggas ain't holding the. Like,
the worst you probably do, you ain't pulling up.
Yeah.
I was saying that, like, the most me and my friends have ever done it where it's like, that we going out and we having a grand old time. Hey, you got two bottles? I'm about to go get three bottles, bro. Yeah. Yo, come on. Yeah. And it's not like I'm trying to stun you. It's like, yo, we all trying to have fun together.
A good time.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I think that the way that men view friendship, it isn't solely based on, like, what are you doing for me?
It's like brotherhood more so than
that. Yeah, because it's like, I accept you for what you are, what you come as. You know what I'm saying? Pause. Like, it's just who you are is. I met you how you is. But I also think that a lot of times men are a lot more accepting about who you're becoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, quite honestly, how I met you at 16 ain't who you are at fucking 30 plus.
That's true. Yeah.
And honestly, it'll be a real fucking problem if it was.
No, what? That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times,
I think we're willing to embrace the change.
I think people.
Except when it's going in a bad direction, though.
I think with friendships, right? People have a hard time accepting when their friend is maturing and changing.
Yeah.
Because they be like, on some like, in a simple fact, on some like, I'm at this point in my, so that's why I feel, right? I had a talk with Steph, right? So we was talking about his friends and shit like that. Like, I mean, it's overall people and shit, right? So I was like, yo, people attitude in life really go based on how their life is going.
Mm-hmm.
So if that person is having like a bad, like life ain't so good right now,
they're
gonna be like a shitty friend or a shitty person or like, there's certain shit you hit them up about, they energy was gonna be off. And it's nothing to do with you, because you know you're doing nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It's more of them. And I think people who are like that have a hard time identifying that and trying to like fix, you know, like fix their shit. You know what I'm saying? That goes back to like the whole therapy shit too.
Yeah.
So it's like, once you get older, you start maturing, you stuff, certain stuff like that you should pick up on. Cause me personally, I know if I'm like not, I got a phase where I'm not, shit is not going right, like I'm down, I can't figure it out, like what's going on. I kind of will like don't want to fuck down with nobody, yeah, and but I ride to that,
yeah,
than to be
taking it out,
yeah, I don't fucking with people,
yeah,
yeah,
I'd rather just fall back and get my shit right, mm-hmm, whatever, get my
some
mental, whatever.
Don't understand that,
yeah, yeah, though, like somehow you distant out, yeah. I'm trying to figure out my shit real quick. I'll be back.
But
in
I also think a lot of times what happens is I could only speak for our friend circle, right? Where it's like yo, I ain't got it right now. I got some shit I got to take care of. All right, yo, say less. Don't worry about it, bro. Hit me if you need some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think that a lot of times in certain female settings, and I'm not going to say all the time, but like when it comes to like, oh, yo, I invited you to my birthday dinner, you didn't come. And it's like, yo, like my kid was sick. I'm about to get evicted. I got mad shit going on. It's like, and you want me to come out?
That doesn't
fit.
Yeah,
I can't.
And if I do come out there and my energy is off, it's like, oh,
you
what
mad
the
at
fuck
me
is
for
wrong with
it
you?
Up. Yeah.
Yo, what the fuck you want me to be? So I think that
You gotta know yourself.
Yeah, you gotta know yourself, and I feel that's like anybody should give everybody else some grace, because you can't be 100% of 100% of everything all the time, mm-hmm, for everybody at all the time. Right? You're gonna get burnt out. You gotta give that grace, and it's not like, and you can't pick and choose when that person is gonna be how they're gonna be when they are who they are. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's why I fucked up. So we're getting down to the nitty gritty of the situation of this episode. Thanksgiving's coming up, right? We did this last year. It was actually mad fun, right? Let's make our Thanksgiving plates.
All right. So right now, what I'm digging, all right, turkeys, I'm off the turkey shit.
Yeah.
I think last year, we do turkey wings to replace the turkey. So me, because my baby do all the cooking. I do like two, three, maybe that's it, quick shit. But I do the fried chicken. That's a must. Turkey wings a must. And she make the fire corn. All right, cornbread dressing.
Mm.
A lot of so what I didn't have this talk before is it's a difference between stuffing and cornbread dressing. It's a difference. I didn't know the difference until she explained it to me I'm like, because I grew up.
Well, let us know, because I'm like,
come here, like, you got to let me know.
No, I
need to try this.
It's just the way it's prepared. It really, really, what you call it is. Really from where you from, because down south people call it different.
Mm.
I grew up calling that shit stuffing, but it's not stuffing. Stuffing is what you put like
in the turkey
inside. So in about, you know, the stovetop pack you buy,
mm-hmm,
niggas make that, you know, call that stuffing. But the cornbread dressing is the proper name for it. When you make the cornbread, it actually crumble the cornbread up and the cornbread is the base of it. So that's it's a dressing, and how she explains, I can't really explain how she did it, explain it to me, but it made perfect sense, cause like it's cornbread dressing, cause you're dressing up the cornbread, cause how you do it, you cook the cornbread day before overnight, let it sit the day before, and it's cold, and you crumble up, and you mix everything, in it, then you throw it in the oven.
Regardless, real quick, regardless of the fact, Steph, just have some for us for the next episode.
I just need that.
That shit sound like
the first time she made it.
You talking about that shit like the first time you got some pussy. Like,
yo, that shit, yo, boy. You know, that's one of her dishes she make that slaps every time. Like,
Red. That
shit never miss. When she first did it, I was like, yo, I was like, I never had a shit like this before in my life. This shit.
Wow.
Like the first time you got some pussy. Yeah, I was like, that shit fire. Like, I was like, oh, nah. So, like, that shit. So, back to that. Once I got turkey wings, cornbread dressing, some chicken on my shit. And she do these little meatball shit too now, like make the home like so Italian
fancy
style.
Fancy now, man.
Yeah, our table be alright. You know what I mean? It'd be pretty well off. You know
what
I've
been working these years.
We do mac and cheese. Do like some rice. You know, regular. That's automatic. And like that's it. I like keeping it just like 6-7 things, because we won't be having like a big hoorah. So
gotcha.
Be cool. But the highlight: the meatballs, turkey wings, cornbread dressing. Highlight.
Yeah. See, my Thanksgiving's last few ones, I ain't even been around. I've been working. Mm-hmm. I grab whatever plate that it is. Turkey definitely is off the plate. Love me some ham. That's the ham, some mac and cheese, some, you know, a typical plate.
I'm not really a foodie, so it's just like.
Yeah, I'm a foodie.
I'm not a foodie, so it's just like the typical stuff. You think of Thanksgiving, whatever you pop in your mind, yeah, I'm cool with that. Like, it's nothing really particular.
You mean that nasty-ass cranberry sauce?
I'm gonna ask you a question. Is there like an official Thanksgiving menu that like it's these items only?
No, fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's a typical thing, I guess, for you over here.
Because I think there are certain staples that. Because
I seen some motherfuckers
with turkey.
I seen motherfuckers at Lopatel's and shit. Like, I'm like, so I'm just like.
I take a Lopatel over a turkey.
Is it certain food is like, nah.
No. I don't think there's nothing that's.
Yeah,
nah.
I don't think it's a nah. Because I've had jerk chicken.
No, that's not.
I don't feel like there's nothing that's nah.
I feel like came on normal
recently. I think you know what it is? I feel like Thanksgiving has evolved so much where it's not like this just American thing. Where it needs to just be some like dry ass.
Because so much culture has crossed now.
Like, there's so much culture and we all come from different backgrounds and stuff. And like, and so like for me, like we, at my mom's, we normally don't do a turkey and ham. So she might do turkey.
Or?
No, it's always gonna be turkey, but our turkey don't be dry. Our turkey be slapping, like all the way down to the inside titty. That shit be juicy. So my plate definitely got some turkey on there. We do rice, so it would either be like, you know, like regular rice and peas or black rice. I prefer mm-hmm. black rice mm-hmm. for that. So black rice.
The black rice. Not many times.
Lasagna. So we do lasagna and a macaroni, so I don't give a fuck.
It's
Thanksgiving, you're wearing sweats, bro. Figure it out. Mm-hmm. So that, some good ass, whatchamacallit, sweet potatoes, so crassable, like candy yams. Mm-hmm. Candy yams, good marshmallows. You don't put marshmallows in candy yams, you gotta go, bro. I do like a side of like vegetables and salad as well. And then, my lady, shout out to Becky, she makes it, so a corn casserole she makes. Mm. So it's basically like a cornbread that also has like, I guess, however, she calls it a corn casserole, but that shit slaps. So you got, you know, it's like basically it's a mix of cornbread, it's really soft inside, and it has actually has like actual
cake
corn
kind
in
of
it.
Thing?
It's almost cake-ish. Yeah. But really, it's really
no.
Soft,
it's a cornbread dressing. I'm telling you.
That's what I'm thinking.
It might be that shit.
It's like celery, carrots, and shit in it. She put in it.
No. She doesn't put that stuff in it.
So what's inside of it?
So it's in like a.
You
baking
can't
dish.
Pin meat.
The way she makes it, it's in a baking dish. You cut it out and like as like.
Oh, so it's like a pie. It's like a pie.
No, it's almost like it's like cornbread, but. I feel like typical cornbread. So you go like the Boston Market, whatever. Cornbread is just like one thing, whatever. Some kind of like dry, like a little dry, whatever. But this shit is wild. It's moist. It's good. Like
it's a
so it's cornbread. It's really nothing else added in it. It's like the way it's prepared.
She adds her own type of like. There's no other like crazy ingredients or whatever. All right. But the way that she makes it, that shit is soft, moist out the oven. And I like mixing that with like the candy ends, giving some extra texture. Mm,
okay.
That shit always.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
For dessert, my brother got really good with apple pies.
I may need a plate. I may need a slice.
And then this year, my little sister challenged somebody in the family. Nobody wanted to step up, so I had to be the man and, you know what I mean, do what it do. I've made pumpkin cheesecake in the past, and it slapped. So now she saw this thing where it's like a pumpkin cheesecake / regular cheesecake, like swirl almost. Mm. So I was like, Cosby Show challenge. I'm with it. So we're gonna do along that and see what we do.
A little cook-off.
So we're gonna figure that out. All right, so we're wrapping it up, man. Data tips of the day.
All right, cool.
Week, day, whatever.
I got one. So this is what I've been doing recently. So what I've been doing recently on some, this is Pumpkin Devils to tell me like the whole, and every when you do any accomplishment, celebrate it. So like what I've been doing recently is like giving myself checklists. Like a time frame. I'm like, yo, you gotta get this done by this. I've been doing that, and I've been looking back, like, I've been accomplishing a lot more faster than me. Like, say I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna do this by another, like, 2 years. Nah, I'm gonna work on that, but break it down. Yo, I'm gonna do this in the next 3 months. All right, this in the next 2 months. This in the next, so the whole 2 year thought out what I wanted to accomplish, I already did it in half the time. Because mm-hmm. I focused more on just, On that. And so like just in general, I've been learning to like cut everything off kind of and focus on like one thing at a time. So I feel like I've been accomplishing more things if I just focus on one thing, maybe two, but like one thing. Like, all right, I'm doing this. Like, all right, like say like it's something like paying my credit cards. Like sometimes I'm like trying to pay all of them out. Like, I'm gonna pay this one. That's it. Focus on this one. When I get down, I focus on that one. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna me pay a little bit here. I'll just pay 500 here. I'll pay 300 here. No, I mean just do all of that. You know, boom. Then because it makes it easier now. Because now I don't got to worry about that one now. Mm-hmm. On to the next one.
Paying that one, you can start paying out of that to the other one.
So like that's just my whole list. Just be focus on one thing.
All right, bet. Styles?
Damn, I ain't got one.
Never.
I got an easy one. While you think on it, I would say I am definitely a proponent of folks going to get some therapy, right? Just like a mental health check-in. And like I said, if you can't, if your insurance doesn't cover it, or like, there's a lot of resources out there. Mm-hmm. And if you can't figure that out or whatever, find somebody who you trust and have that conversation. Like, yo, like, I just want to be able to have a conversation with you where I'm not necessarily, because a lot of times we talk to people and they all would just give up your opinion on some shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking for that. You could, and I think a lot of times, even in a relationship, like sometimes just say, yo, I want to be able to, I want to talk to you about
just
something.
Just listen.
I just want you to listen. Mm-hmm. And after I fully get everything out, then you can just give me your feedback without putting yourself in that situation. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times that causes conflict in relationships, whether, you know, romantic or friendship or personal, mm-hmm. where people put themselves in that situation. So if you can, like I said, November is definitely, you know, mental health awareness. Seek some help, see how it works out for you, and check on one another. Like, check on your mans. Like, yo, like, you talk to your mans a little bit. Yo, shoot him mm-hmm. a text or call. Like, yo, what's going on, bro? What's happening with you? You straight? What's going on? Everything going all right? And you'll be really surprised, right? We talked about last year, kind of like the seasonal blues, right? Holidays mm-hmm. are coming mm-hmm. up. A lot of time people have ways that... about them and times where like these are not the happiest times for them. Yo, honestly, the amount of time you spend sitting on your toilet bowl on TikTok, you could shoot your man, your homegirl a text like, yo, I was crossed my mind, I'm thinking about you, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what wonders that could do for that person. That person could have mm-hmm. been on their last straw. They didn't know what the fuck they was gonna do. And that just said,
you know, it's like, crazy. Like, I did that recently. So one of my friends, and I'm like, how you, like, how you? And she was like, yo, I'm all right. But I'm like, nah, you really, then we started just speaking, and then the real shit came out. It's like, nah, this going on. I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? Just fuck all that. Like, just, you know, gave us some good advice and shit. And, like, now, like, we've been kind of speaking a little bit more frequently than we have. Mm-hmm. That's because I kind of reached out on somebody, yo. And now, like we were speaking for like 2 weeks now, and she like, yo, like, no lie, since we started community, like, shit has been going better, type shit. I'm like, yeah, you see, you good.
Sometimes
like,
it just takes that little bit of positivity to you know, put the light bulb on for them.
Back to me, right?
Yeah, that's it. Wrap it up.
Nobody else.
Yo,
here.
You know what? I think something is very important. Start learning how to be a little bit more self-reliant on yourself. I think when I say that, not to say I don't need anybody. Type of thing, but being more, you don't need everybody for everything.
Mm.
Like, I think that I started to think that these things right here literally cause us to just be a lot more.
There's some people who's listening and can't see what that is.
Oh, it's a phone. Oh. But, I mean, and if you don't know that, then that's my point, exactly. It's like, you know, you hear women say, there's a guy, he don't know how to change a tire. I'm not changing a tire since I can't even remember when I learned. It's just like, you imagine that you were out there in the world that you just can't rely on yourself at a certain point because the first thing you want to do is pick up that phone and make a call. Mm-hmm. But then, what if this wasn't in your possession? And it's simple things. Like, mm-hmm. you should be able to change the damn tire if you could drive the car. Like, mm-hmm. and I mean that in the most respectful way. It's not, cars aren't age, besides the fact that a certain level is not sexist and anything. You should be able to do certain things. Because let's be real, like you said, there's some people that ain't got that person to call. Mm-hmm. So then now that's sometimes that flat tire is what gets you in that situation where it makes you jump off that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say there's a woman out there that ain't got nobody to call. And you got a mm-hmm. flat out there, that might break her. That's gonna break that mm-hmm. that woman. There's a dude, same thing, but at least when you have a little thing, it's like something I learned, and I'm pretty sure you probably seen it before, God said that you make your bed every morning. And I realize how important that is, because as fucked up as the day you have, you at the end of the day, you did something. Even if you go to work, you got a boss that's harassing you and so forth. At least you come home to a fixed bed, and you fixed, and you jump in it. And there's certain little things, even me, like I said, going to the gym, working out, certain things, like you find something that's in for you. It's I mean, overall, when I say the dating tip, it's like find something that's in you that puts you in more power in your own life, I would say. Sometimes working out gives you some level of power, gives you some level of discipline. I said I did the 72-hour fast. Right. I never thought I could do it, but now I did that.
You're trying to do a week?
You can't tell me something else I can't do at that point. Like I had a saying that you'll challenge yourself because the world's going to challenge you. You should at least challenge yourself for your benefit, mm-hmm. and everybody else is doing it for theirs. Mm-hmm. So pretty much I'll leave it at that. My dad into like, you know, just challenge yourself. You know, don't hurt. It could be something small. It's like you said, just writing down a list of things. Mm-hmm. Yo, make that challenge. You can do it in 3 months, even though you said you might need 6 months. Mm-hmm. Challenge that. Because the worst case scenario is better to reach your set your goal high and not reach it instead mm-hmm. of low and achieve it.
Yeah, that was good.
Word. That's a word. Yep. Off the, so that's off the head. Another episode of Just That in the Podcast. You know what I mean? Brother Styles closing out for us. Listen, for everybody out there, make sure you guys tune in. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a stranger. Go Thanks. Back and watch all the old episodes. You know what I'm saying? Give us those clicks. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to build something here. For those of you who do celebrate, I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Holiday season are coming in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Get them kids some coats. Put some hats on their heads. You know what I'm saying? I have these kids out here getting sick. Enjoy your day. And if you got any good recipes that you think we should try, let us know. Peace out.
Peace.